Okay, let's begin. Okay.
Recording in progress.
Okay, let's begin. Let's continue in this sugya here. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Amar le Rabbanan lemeremar, kas zang v'lo the Yom Kippur potter. Rabbanan said to Meremar, if you chew ginger on Yom Kippur, you're potter. So the Gemara asked Akasha, is that true? V'amar Rava, hai himlasa da'asim ebe handoi. Handoi, sharia, mevarchin lam brei pri adama. We have a concept that Rava said that if you have this mixture with the ginger that comes from handoi, Rashi says over by us, that Hondoi means Ethiopia. And in Avodah Zarah, he says it means India. Could be that that Kush also might mean India, but Lamaisa, that's what Rashi says in Avodah Zarah on Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay? So whatever the case might be, you say Abracha Bari Pi Adama. Okay? So I want you to get down to your notes. What is the Gemara's Kasha? What is Gemara asking? Okay? If you take a look at Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi in your packet on the second page in Maseches Yuma. Okay, everyone got it? In Maseches Yuma, the Gemara says the following. Okay? It says, it's the same Gemara as in Brachas, a little different. Follow this. Amar Rava kas papla b'yom de kippur potter. Kas zangolo b'yom de kippur potter. Everyone have it? Here it is. If you don't have it, take the packet here, guys. Okay? Sam, you have it? Usher, you have their packet? Look at the second page. Rava said, if you choose the pilpul yom kippur potter, if you choose the ginger yom kippur potter. Meisve, hayarev meiro mimashe shnema rasam ralasam es perio. Eni odeshe etz machalu. Ah, you see that what? You see that it's considered b'chayv in Orla. Elamatam lom reitz b'achal, eitz shetam, eitz v'priyo shav, ev'yom rezev pilpulim, melech rezev pilpulim, chayv in Orla. Ve'en yitzroch hasera, klum shner melotach sara goba. So you see it's chayv in Orla. It should be what? Should be not pata from a bracha. It should be a eitz. What's the difference between this Gemara and our Gemara? What's the difference between this Gemara and our Gemara? Gemara didn't present hushita. Who's Gemara? Who didn't present Rav Sheshes? Excellent, excellent, Jacob. So Amar Le Ravina, L'Meremar, V'Amar Rav Nachman, Lokasha Ritivta B'Yavishta. Amar Le Ravina, L'Meremar, V'Amar Rav Nachman, Ahimla Sadasi Mibayandoi, Shari Rechla Bripi Adama. So what's Gemara's Kasha? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sharia, you see where I underlined? Sharia, V'Ain Bo Mishu Bishuli Nachrim, Shanecha Kamoshu Chai. There's no Isser of Bishul Nachri because it's eaten raw. Velomishum Giuli Nachrim. There's no Isser of Treif. Giuli Nachrim means Treif. The word Giuli means disgusting things like ham or lard. Velomishum Giuli Nachrim, which is Diraisa. The Nosen Tam Lefkam. Nosen Tam Lefkam is a famous klal in Avodah Zarah. You have to know in Yordea, and you have to know now that any taste that's inside that becomes defamed is mutter. Namely, the classical case, after 24 hours, it becomes defamed. Umbi de ka'amar ein bo mishum bishuli nachrim. Since the Gemara said the word sharia, what did sharia mean? Mutter vis-a-vis the din d'rabban of bishulakum, and mutter vis-a-vis the din of what? Treif, right? You see the fact, me de ka'amar ein bo mishum bishuli nachrim, shumamina derech achilasa kishu chai. You see the fact that there's no bishul nachrim, must be that what? That it's allowed to be eaten when it's raw. What does it mean it's allowed to be eaten when it's raw? Nam is allowed to be eaten, it's derech achila. So therefore it should require what? A bracha. So Rashi learns the Gemara's kasha by us in brachas. Please get it, Akiva. Rashi and Yuma learns that the Gemara's kasha is that how can you tell me that if you chew ginger on Yom Kippur, that Rabban and Sin Remar your potter, you see the fact that there's no Bishul Akum, no Isra Bishul Akum, that it's Derech Achila is when it's raw, and there's a sheet in the Gemara of Odazara which you're going to do that says when it's raw, there's no problem Bishul Akum. So you see that it should require a bracha. It should require a bracha, right? Do you understand how Rashi learned Akasha? That's how Rashi Maseches Yuma on Pei Alpha and Beis learns Akasha. Okay? You got that down? The fact that it's Shari is no problem of Bishalakul. Sam, you see that? Now, what would have been a much easier way to learn Akasha the Gemara? Who points this out? The Tosefes Yom Kippurim points this out. He points out, the Tosefes Yom Kippurim says, Rashi says an amazing thing here. What would have been the simplest way to read and learn Pshat in the Gemara? What would have been the simplest way to learn the Pshat in the Gemara, the Kasha? And Rabbeinu Yonah, in fact, says that. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says in Dimasko Pilpule that what? That since you say a Brei Pri Adama shows the what? What does that show? Brei Pri Adama shows the what? That it's a Derech Achila, that it's a food. So why should be Patur Yom Kippur? Please get that. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. That's the Magen Avraham says this in Siman Reish Gimel Sifkan Dal, that according to Tosis and the Tur, which we're going to get why, like Rabbeinu Yonah, they learn the Kashya Gemara like I just said it. That if it's a Brei Pri Adama, that shows that what? That it's a derech to eat something. So I ask you on the Bechinah Noam, what are the two ways to learn the Gemara's Kashya? One way is to say like Rashi and Yuma, that what? That since there's no bishlakim, that shows that what? That if they're a chilid eat it raw, and therefore what? You should get a bracha. And why are you patur Yom Kippur, Lamaisa? The fact of the matter is that it's good to eat it raw, so why say you're patur Yom Kippur? Rashi stands on his head and says, Lamaisa, the kasha was from the bishlakim. Why can't you learn like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tur, and like Tosfos, that the kasha of the Gemara was that the fact that there's a bracha shows that it's derech achila, like Nate said, so why should it be Patur Yom Kippur? Just go straight to it. So the Tosefes Yom Kippurim writes, one of the great Gadol HaAchrim says, I'll tell you why Rashi didn't say that. Because you could just quickly slug up and say, how does Rashi touch Himlasa? What does Rashi say? Nate asked me this in Seder. What does Rashi say Himlasa? Litoria Balaz. What's Litoria Balaz mean? What did Tosefes say Litoria meant? Right? What is Lituria Balaz? It's the spread. Correct. It's the spread. Very good. So the Divrei Chamudos and Osiyot Beis says an amazing thing. When the Gemara says, Lokasha Habra Tifta Abba Yavishta, yes? What is it saying when it says Habra Tifta? It means the spread. It's the actual spread. That's why we're touching Ritifta. Rav is talking about a Yavish ginger. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that what? That it's considered to be what? It's a spread. So if it's a spread, then Lamaisa, you could easily say, that's Roy Lachila. That's Roy Lachila, Lamaisa. That's Roy Lachila because it's made into a spread. But how do you know a ginger straight up is not, maybe it's not Roy Lachila. And that's why if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you're not Chayiv. You needed to prove from Bishul Akum that when it's raw, it's also edible. That's the way. That's why Rashi Lishitaso Sam. I want you to get this. That's why Rashi Lishitaso learned the Kasha where you think he's standing on his head and saying, "Why does he prove it from Bishul Akum?" Because he proves from Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum shows slam dunk that when it's raw, it's permissible to eat, and it's not permissible. It's raw Yilachila. So why should we put them in Kippur? Because if you try to prove it from what? The fact is a bracha, like Rabbeinu Yonah does, and like Tosfos and the Tur and Tosfos, they prove it from the bracha, it doesn't prove anything. Because Rashi says, Himlasa meant this spread. If it meant this spread, maybe that's why Lamaisitz, Roy Lachila. But eating a ginger raw straight up, maybe it's not rowy. Doesn't show you anything, and that's what the Rabbanim were saying to Meremer. That's why we're putting him Kippur. So it wouldn't be a great Kasha. The reason why it's a Kasha is because he proved from Bishul Akum. And what you're going to have to respond to, Mice, is that Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ritva, not the Ritva, Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Tur, will learn the Pshat in the Gemara that Lamaisa, it was not considered to be what? It was not considered necessarily to be what? To be a spread. It's not considered necessarily to be a spread. And therefore, Lamaisa, they learned the Gemara differently, and therefore they learned the Gemara is quoting it from a bracha. And if you have, say, a bracha v'adama, then why on earth Lamaisa should be Patur Yom Kippur? So I want you to get that. Does everyone cop that? That's what Rashi says so intricately, why the kasha was from Bishalakim. Because if you learn it straight up, according to Rashi, Lamaisa doesn't show anything. Yes?
So the Bishalakim, it's combining with the fact that you still make a bracha on it, right? Like, that's part of the kasha. The fact that
not necessarily. The kasha is directly from Sharia. The fact that there is no problem, the kasha is not from Brei Pri Adam. That's what Rashi says in Yuma, Jacob. That's what I'm pointing out. That's why we read it inside. Rashi says it has nothing to do with the bracha. It has to do with Sharia, because the bracha could be because why? There's a spread. But Lemaisa, maybe when it's raw ginger straight up, there's no bracha at all. That's why Rashi says a direct target on what Bishalakum. Okay? Everyone got that, Sam? It's a very big chiddush. You can miss it, Lemaisa. Okay? Please get that down. Okay, those are the two ways that we want to learn up the kasha, Lamaisa. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you take this a little bit, take this a step further, the Divrei Chamudos on the bottom of the Rosh and Osiyot Beis points out the following. He says, I'm not sure what will be the din, Lamaisa, when the Gemara answers, Himlasa Retivta, what is the din, Lamaisa, of a retivta zangvil, a wet ginger that's not a spread? What would you say by that? He says, I'm not sure what the din is. Because in my opinion, the Gemara is talking about what? When it says retivta, please don't get this down. When it's talking about retivta, what's it talking about? It's talking about a wet ginger that's a spread though. But what about a wet ginger straight up? He says, I'm not sure what the din is. On one hand, maybe what? Maybe it shouldn't be what? Hadama, because it's only Hadama because it was a spread. Mitzad sheni, it's not Yavesh, because it is wet. Maybe what? Maybe it should get a bracha, Lamaisa. Maybe it should get a bracha of Hadama. This is the Divrei Chamudos I gave Yosef Beis on the bottom of the Rush. He says, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure, because if you learn the Gemara like Rashi said, when it says retifta, it's talking about retifta as a spread, as a jam, a jelly with the ginger. But if it's a wet piece of ginger straight up, I'm not sure what the din is. Will it be Adama or will it be because not a spread? Maybe it shouldn't be a bracha. Maybe it's only a shahako. Maybe it's not a bracha at all. He says, not sure. But he says, if you look in the Beis Yosef, in Reish Gimel's Osvav, which I gave you, if you take a look in the packet, if you'll take a look in the packet, in Reish Gimel, take a look, guys, in Reish Gimel. Here it is. It's the second last page in the packet. He says as follows. That we cut up spices in the dvash with honey. Mash b'gmar shu zangvil merukach. Ukfar nisbayer b'simen shekodem lezeh. Shal zangvil l'retifta mevarach b'rei pri adama. The Kamashman the Mishum the Miskrakeach Lo Nishtanis Perkosol of Arch Shahakol. So what does the Beis Yosef write black on white? That the Gemara is Mechadesh. Two things. That it's talking about a ginger spread, and it's talking about ginger straight up. Because I would have thought with a spread, maybe it drops it to a shahakol because you add honey in it. Kamashman, it's still a what? It's still a what? It's still a Brei Pri Adama. So what is the Beis Yosef saying? That retifta means a retifta ratuv, that is not a jam. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is that it's adama. But the real chiddush, the Gemara, is even when it's in the form of a jam, it's still Brei Pri Adama. And not what? And not shahako. So it comes out from the Beis Yosef that ginger wet straight up is adama, and ginger wet that's a jam form is also what? Adama, and it doesn't drop to what? Shahako. Okay? So it's clear from the Beis Yosef that on zangvil ratuv, that's not a jam, you still say Brei Pri Adama. And that's where the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch get it down. Paskins know I'm in Reish Beis Sif Yud Ches. He says it Beferish in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Mechaber. Reish Beis Sif Yud Ches. He says Beferish. He says that Al Pilpul V'Zanglo K'Shem Retuvim Borei Pri Adama. Beferish. The base of the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur. That's what the Beis Yosef understands. Okay, fine. So
Even though wet
ginger itself will be an Adama. In the Chiddush of the Gemara was that if it's in a jam form, it's still Adama. It doesn't go down, Sam, to Shahakol. Yes? However, the Divrei Chamudos continues and says, I'm still mistapek in the following case, you got this? If you have a ginger jam that's dry, let's say it's a ginger jam that was dry, that was made from dry ginger, not wet ginger. So from the Beis Yosef, it's mashma only wet ginger. Is it a brei pri adama, lemaisa? Or, as I said, you made it wet through what? Through honey. And you made it a wet ginger by using honey. And those two cases, say adama. If you made it wet, yeah, the ginger straight up and the jam wet will both be adama. Says the Dibre Chamudos, lemaisa, what happens if it's a jam that's totally dry? The jam was made of dry ginger. So the Dibre Chamudos says, in that case, lemaisa, he thinks, lemaisa, he's saying, Nezangvel Yavesh Merukach, Bari Pri Adama, he says, if you say Bari Pri Adama on that, you must say the Retifta doesn't mean Davka Bezangvel Ratuv, but it means any Markachas, any jam itself. The din is, you say what? You say retifta, and it's considered to be adama. If you're going to say that the Divrei Chamudos just points out, he's not sure, but he says a dry ginger jam made of dried zangvil, lemaisa, if you're going to say a brei pri adama on that, then the word retifta in the Gemara means, lemaisa, any type of what? Any type of jam will have the din of retifta and will be adama. That's all he points out. If you're going to say, lemaisa, that the dry jam, lemaisa, is going to be a brei pri adama, then you're going to have to say, when the word says retifta, it means what? Of course, things that are wet, but any jam, even jam made of dry ginger, will have a din of adama, halach lemaisa. And in fact, what does the Shulchan Aruch say in Reish Gimel Siv Vav? Noam, what does he say in Reish Gimel Siv Vav? Al zangvil shemerachinos ok shuratuv, Bori pri adama, who near who didn't mean krachon so yavesh came in shali dekachu roy lachia zingvil ikvarachla bori pri adama. So Mechaber writes black on white that even if it's a dry jam ginger, what do you say? Bori pri what? Bori pri adama. The feirish in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
It seems to be Mark says bain
zingvil
bain
rasha,
right?
So lo kashya. Habra tifta abiyavisha, not bain bain. There's a difference.
Habra tifta abiyavisha seems to imply that they're different. Now that he's Russian.
Right, so what does the word retifta mean? What does retifta mean? It means a wet piece of ginger, and it means even in the form of what? A jam, even if it was dry. But habiyavisha means a dry piece of ginger straight up, not in a jam form.
That's not how you would say it. You say
habiyavisha. It's not difficult. They're two different cases. It's not too difficult. Not to do. It's more expansive. I hear what you're saying. It's a good hara, but retifta is more wide in scope. Yavish is limited. Correct. That's the way the Divrei Chamudos will say. If you say, a brei pri adama on it. And the bottom line is Shulchan Aruch says you say adama on both. Okay? Yes. Go ahead. No. Yes. Yes. Sometimes. Very rarely. Very rarely, yes. Kesef Mishnah, we wrote one as a young man, sometimes it's Chos Choser. Once in a while, you do find it. Okay? Once in a while. Okay, we got this? That's regarding what? That's regarding the Pshat in the Gemara. I want you to get the Kasha and the Teretz, how we touch the Teretz, Halacha Lamaisa, regarding this din. Okay? All right. Second Mahalach now, Lamaisa. Please get it. If you take a look at the first page in the packet, I wanted you to see, there is a rabbinic institution called Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum was that if a non-Jewish friend of mine cooks me a meal through cooking through fire, he might introduce me to his daughter, and I might fall in love with her, God forbid, and want to marry her, which is a terrible issue. So the Chachamim asked Bishul Akum. But the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, take a look, on the top of Lamed Chesem and Aleph, there are two exceptions to the rule, and we're making as long as you have either one, because it's din drabanan. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Kol Necho Kol Anecho Kamo Shuchai Ein Ba Bishum Bishulei Ovdei Kochavim. B'tzura Masnahachi. In the city of Tzura, they taught it like that. So if a non-Jewish man cooks me up a tomato, last time I checked, I can eat a tomato raw. So therefore, the bishul is insignificant, and I can eat his cooked tomato.
In
Anything that's not put on the king, a table of a king to be a side thing to bread, there's no bishul akum. The big discussion in the poskim. Let me use an example. If we assume lekula, a potato chip. A potato chip that you won't put on a king's table, it's not a covenant. So if a goy cooks up a potato chip, it's okay. It's not a problem of bishul akum. So the Gemara says, please get the two kulas. Sam, are you with me? Okay, let's work. Let's focus on it. You can take a nap after, yeah? If it's raw, what's the din? I know you're not sleeping, but you're tired. I know you told me you're tired. What if it's raw? The bishul's insignificant, no problem. What's the second shita? If it's not put on the king's table, it's also mutter. Also lamaisa, we assume, halacha lamaisa, that it's not a chash of a food, it's actually create a relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to say. So the Gemara says, my benaya, what's an afkamina? Ike benaya, dagim, ktanim, v'ardi, v'daisa. These three things. Small fish, ardi, v'daisa. Did anyone look at what ardi meant? Excellent, guys. And daisa are porridge. All those things, dagim, ktanim, v'ardi, v'daisa, ein nechal and chayim. You don't eat them raw. Then olin al shulchan alachim. So plug it in. L'lishna kama, yesh ben mishum bishul of the chayim. If you don't eat them raw, that's going to be usher. Lishtabas Rashari, because you don't put them on the king's table. Yes? So this is a very important Gemara we know, and we paskin like either one is fine. Okay? So if it's eaten raw, it's fine, or if it's not put on Shulchan Malachim. So this is very important because it brings us back to what Rashi said. Rashi said this Himlasa is considered to be mutter. Why? There's no Isser of Bishul Akum, which is a rabbinic Isser. Now I want you to get this down. Don't confuse it with Pas Akum. Pas Akum is usher no matter what. If I have a non-Jewish friend who kashers his kitchen and bakes me bread, I cannot eat it. That's usher no matter what. But it's all OU, it's kosher. Because again, we're afraid about chasnas. But Pas Palter, if it's owned by a baker's business, it's mutter. That's why, remember, we said in our search for Mechuvah, Shulchan Aruch said you should be machin, not even eat Pas Palter. Don't confuse Pas Akum and Pas Bishul Akum. Pas Akum is always usher. Pas Palter is mutter, except for Sesmechu, we have a chumra. Bishul Akum is always awesome. And how do we get out of these restaurants? The Ramah turns on the Ramah says the Jews should turn on the fire. As Noam said in Sefer, the Mechaber says the Jews got a little bit, do a little bit more. You should be part of the cooking process. But it's a big problem if you have, let's say, a worker in your home that cooks you up eggs and there was no pilot light on and they turned on the fire. That's a big problem. You can't eat it. It's Bishul Akum. In fact, we paskin, you know, kalim that were used with Bishul Akum, you have to do agal on them? You have to kasher the kalim? Why, Rebbe? Why do you have to kasher? The food was all mutter. Doesn't mean difference. They were so stark on this rabbinic din, you have to kasher the kalim. You follow what I'm saying? Tremendous din. Okay, let's go. So I want to elaborate on this din. Let's get it. This halacha that Rashi points out. So I gave you the Meiri. The Meiri points out here in Dibur Maskil Merkachas. He says, I want to tell you why there's no Bishul Akum. He says, number one, it's not the derech to make the jam or jelly through Bishul. Number one. Number two, Lamaisa, even if you did cook it up, you could eat it raw. And if you can eat it raw, he points out that the Gemara we just learned. Yes?
How would you make jam without cooking?
Nope, you squeeze it down, you pulverize it down, it doesn't need to have a cooking process. In fact, he says, not the derech. And he says, even if you did cook it, it's okay because you can eat it raw. Okay? You got that? All right. Now we move to Giulei Nachrim. What is Giulei Nachrim, Sam? Giulei Nachrim is the tarfus. Didn't you cook it in a kli that the guy used ham? For ham? So Rashi says, no problem. No sin tam lefgam, which means what does the word pgam mean? Pagam is defamed. The taste is defamed. Now we have a klal that Stam Kalim are not a Ben Yoma. A lot of times Benji will ask me a shayla in kashrus. So I ask him, well, when did you use it for milchiks last? So if you used it more than 24 hours ago, we assume the taste inside is what? The taste inside the walls of the kli are defamed. Stam kli, we assume, is an eno Ben Yoma. Stam kli is an eno Ben Yoma. So the Miri says, well, one second here. I have a problem. Why is this jam not usher? Because of Giulei Nachrim. Maybe you cut it with the same knife that Goyim cut lard with, or cut ham with. The fat's still on the what? The fat is still on the knife. And maybe it went into the jam. And just like we ushered the knife that was used with sweet melon, Gemara Avodah Zarah, what daf? Lamentesim and Aleph. Even though the sakin was what? Pagum. But the melon was so sweet, it made it taste great. It was no satam l'shvach. So what's going on here, says the Miri? I'm worried about this. So what's the answer? Miri says, I'll tell you, rest assured. Rest assured, I'll tell you, that if you put this blia, or the absorption, the fat of the ham, or the not kosher food in the jam, it's going to taste horrible. It's going to be pogimit. It's going to destroy it. And therefore, the sweetness of the jam is going to be totally destroyed by this fat. And therefore, Lomai says, no sentam lepagam, and it will never aser it. So don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it at all. Because Lomaisa, even if it would be mixed in there, it would have destroyed it. Okay? And therefore, halacha Lomaisa, you have to realize this din. Okay? The truth of the matter is, the Tosefes Yom Kippurim writes that Rashi and Yuma says, even if the Kli was a Bnei Yoma, what's a Ben Yoma? Within 24 hours, this stuff would still be what? Nosen Tam Lefkam, because it tastes so bad. So I want you to get that down. The Tosefes Yom Kippurim says in Rashi Yuma, he says, even if what? Even if it was a kli that you had been using within 24 hours for ham or lard, it still would be mutter. Because the blia that goes into this merkachas is what? Is so bad, it's pogimit. So therefore, blia is absorption. You got to know that word, the absorption. It goes in, it's going to what? It's going to wreck it. And if you saw it, this is what the Miri says, all the Miri. And then Nate, what does the Tamid Rabin Yonah say to Damascus merkachas? He says, I'm not choshish that you put the merkachas in the kalim of Isser. Because what? The time that goes through this kalim will what? Destroy the what? The beauty of the taste of the harifis, which usually means sharpness, but the sweetness of this jam. And therefore what? Lamaisa, the whole beauty of ginger is its sharpness. And this fat's going to take away from its sharpness. And therefore, don't worry about it. Even if you use a kalim of this, or it's nosa tam of kam, and it's mutter. Yes? This is what Tamina Rabbeinu Yonah. I hope you guys saw Dermaskim Merkachas. So he echoes exactly what the Miri says. So there's no problem of what? Bishalakum. There's no problem, which is the Drabana problem. There's no problem of what? Gileachim, which is a problem of the Yeraisa. Because of Nosan Tam Lefkam. And he says, don't worry about it. Did you see, though, he quoted Rabbeinu Ishmi Shaoser Bezeh? Remember that? Did you see that? He quoted that inside and he asks all over it. He says, how can that be? The Gemara Matar Beis Ondoi. How can it be Yesh Mishomer Nasas against the Gemara? Gemara said Sharia. Okay. So I want you to get down, you see Beferish, that even if you cut it with Zakin of an Issa Ben Yomo, it's Mutter. Okay. So that's the Meiri Rabben Yona. But I gave you the Mordechai and the Ramazim. Yes, Jacob. Yes, Rashi's saying no sultan lefkam is so powerful, and the Shtikl Torah is based on the Miri and the Rabbeinu Yonah, we're saying. Because it just culinary wise, it destroys it. So even if it's within the 24 hour period, you mix it together, it's horrible, Lomaisa. So we're putting together Rashi and Yuma with what? The Tzavit Yom Kippurim with the Miri and the Rabbeinu Yonah. However, if you look in the Mordechai and the Ramazim and Kuftet Zion, which I gave you, he says, Beferish, the reason why there's no problem here is not because why? Is not because rest assured that what? That it's going to ruin it. But he says no one uses a knife. How do you get to the ginger? Nate, you rip it off with your hand. Okrono sobiad. You don't use a knife. Or number two, there are special knives that are used for the ginger. Rest assured you didn't use the same knives you used for the ham and the lard. So therefore he says, I'm not worried about it. That's why it's mutter. Okay? And he says, the reason why we don't answer because the kli was cooked in, because they have special kalim. Or, you can assume the famous klal that stam kalim are eno ben yomo. Stam kalim are eno ben yomo. And therefore it's nosen tam lefgam. Okay? And the smag writes this as well in Essen Chav Zayin Hilchos Brachas. He says, ein neser machmas a sakin. We don't ask a sakin, kistam sakin shenochre eno ben yomo. Says a regular knife of a goy is not a ben yomo. So you don't have to worry about it at all, halach lamaisa. So I want you to understand, the Mordechai just veers off a little bit by saying if you did cut it with a sakin shel isra ben yomo, it would be what? It would be mutter, we said, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Miri, but not according to the Mordechai. The Mordechai seems to say if it was a ben yomo, it would be a problem. So I want you to get that down. The Mordechai is against the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Meiri and the Rashi that we built up. On that one, the Kudi doesn't say to that degree that within the 24-hour period it would be mutter. Right. That he takes difference with. Yes.
But he is saying that Islam is not a ben yomo.
Yes, that's an accepted rule.
But if you know that, then
it would be usur. Correct, Jacob. Then it would be usur. Well said. Okay. I want to just mention two other nakudas on this that I want you to get. There is a principle in halacha in Yordea. If you guys go for smicha, you'll learn it, but I want you to know it now. There is something that trumps a eno ben yomo, no sim tam of kam mutter. What trumps it? A davar harif. Please get that down. A davar harif will be usher even after a eno ben yomo. Okay, let's say an onion. You don't assume after 24 hours it's defamed because of the sharper taste.
Is it you cut onion first?
Yeah, let's say you cut an onion with a fleishedik knife, Nate. That's an eno ben yomo. The onion will become fleishes. Okay? That's what it's called, the davar harif. I want to know whether Zangvil is a davar harif. So the Shach in Yordea in Simin Sadi Zayin, Sifkot in Yitzayin, quotes from the Smag that we just said that a ginger is not a davar harif. Not. And this is against the Ramah, where the Ramah seems to say, like the Mordechai, that it is a what? It is a davar harif. And therefore, since it is a davar harif, Lamaisa, that's why he says he has to come on to these other reasonings that there's no sakin miyuchad, you know, and they that Lamaisa, that the reason is that, you know, they have special knives. If I didn't have those svarevs of special knives, the ochre biyad, it seems like the Mordechai would be asering it. So it seems like from the Ramah and the Mordechai that a ginger is a davar harif, and it would be us. Okay? That's what it seems, Lamaisa, from the Ramah B'Shem the Mordechai. That's what it seems, B'Ferish. Okay? That's what I want you to get down. Okay? So I want you to get down that machloikis as to whether, between the Shach and the Ramah, whether ginger is called the davar harif or not. What is a davar harif? That it's usher even after what nosin tam lefkam, it trumps that din, halach lamaisa. Okay, that's the chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay, that's the chiddush that we want to bring out in this din. Okay, that's the second mahalach regarding what? Regarding the bishalakum. These are a lot of dinim you got to know. Well, okay, we'll put them on the bechina, we'll chazer them, you'll know them all, lamaisa. But as I said, it's easy, very easy, bechina. I want you to know the dinim. Okay. This brings us now to third mahalach now, okay? This brings us now to the third mahalach. And that is about sugar, okay? But before that, let's focus. We did the Tyson side. Let's start with cinnamon, okay? Tyson said that on cinnamon, we say a brei pri adama, even though it's dry. Why is that? Because it's the derech to eat it when it's dry. That's what Tyson said. Halach lomaisa. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says by Kinamon, right? He says that on Kinamon we say what bracha? You remember what he says on Kinamon? Who saw the din there by Kinamon, right? Kinamon, he says what? He also says Bere Pri what? He also says Bere Pri Adama. On Kinamon. I thought it was Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. I thought I saw it, Lamaisa, no? All right, we got to find it, Lamaisa. But I thought he said Beferish that we say Brei Pri Adama. That's what Taisa says, because it's the derech to what? It's the derech to, it's the derech to what? To eat it. Yes? It's the derech to eat it. Okay. Now, the Perish Rashbait says, not that way. The Rashbait says that he argues on Taisus, and he says Shahako on Sinamon. Let's get it. And he says, I don't know what it looks like, to tell you the truth. Therefore, I don't want to say Adama, and therefore I say Shahako. What'd you say? He says, Eini bi ado lachri sheni odea ilan shimimenu hakinamon. I'm not sure which tree the cinnamon came from. So they were saying, I'm not sure, Lamar. He says, you know, the cinnamon that I'm eating, therefore... Everybody's not comfortable. Yes, he's not comfortable. What'd you say? Because if it's not a adama lamaisa, it's a bracha levatala. Shakal always is good.
No, but he thinks it comes from a tree. He doesn't know what tree.
No, he doesn't know whether this is the eni odea ilan. I don't know the tree shimimenu hakinamon. I don't know it. I don't recognize it. So maybe it's not the real kinamon.
He doesn't recognize the tree, but
the way that we buy in this, the way that we buy in the store cinnamon, he doesn't know if this is the cinnamon that Tyson was talking about. Tyson said adoma. So I'm not sure the cinnamon that I get in the house, I get from the store, is that the cinnamon? So therefore, I have to say shahako.
He doesn't know whether or not why he keep making giving us halacha.
That's what he's saying was that the people call it cinnamon, but I'm not sure if it's the cinnamon that Tais was talking about.
He doesn't know. Why is he saying shahako?
Well, you gotta eat, it's tasty. You gotta say a bracha. So you gotta say a bracha.
There's obviously a bracha. Well, if he's saying, I don't know what it is, so it's shahako. Like, why is he giving you suck?
You have to say a bracha.
You have to say a bracha.
You can't eat something without a bracha.
He doesn't know what it is, so why is he giving
so that you have to say shahako. If I don't know what it is, I say shahako.
I'm not doing my bracha right now, because I have no idea what we're talking about. So why should I be doing bracha? He doesn't know what it is.
Because he says the cinnamon that we get, Lamai said, he gets in his house, he's not sure if it's the cinnamon that Tyson is talking about. So therefore, Tosos is talking about Brei Pri Adama. I can't plug in what Tosos said to what I'm eating now. So I say a shahako.
Okay.
Can't eat it without saying it's a bracha, aso adam, la nof lo bracha. Right?
Remember, from the fact that he says, I don't know which tree, he's admitting that it's coming from the ground in some capacity.
But he doesn't know Lomais. He doesn't know if that's the one that Tosos made the psaka. So just because it's from a tree doesn't necessarily it's Adama. We don't know. We don't know necessarily that it might not be some that's roi la chila de tchak. He's not going to pin in. That's all he says. Not pinning in the taisus. The shibole aleket has a suffix. When you say lamaisa, when you eat yavesh dry cinnamon, lamaisa is mistopic what bracha is. But he adds on that even if you made it a little bit wet, you're not going to say what brei praich. You're going to just say shahakol because again, it's not a pre. It's just a klipas ha'etz. Just the klipat eitz. No one's ever going to see a eitz on the what on the cinnamon. It's just a stick, and therefore it's just a stick. Lamaisa. At best, you're going to say what? At best, you're going to say shaka. This is the shibole aleket and simon kuf samach. He's mistopic what bracha to say on dried cinnamon, but he adds on. Even if you wet it a little bit, it's never going to make, and therefore it becomes tastier. You're never going to say eitz. You'll stick with shahakol because again, it's not a pri. It's klipas eitz. It's klipas a. So again, Lamaisa, he wants to say, even if you'd wet it, you're only going to say shakos. Even though Tosfos says that you say adama, we found two rishonim that say you say a shakol on it. The Rosh Beis, because he's not sure whether this is the cinnamon, and Shibul Aleket says I'm not sure in general whether Tosfos is right, and therefore, even if you wetted it, it will stick with shakol because you're only eating a klipas eitz anyway, and therefore he says it's only going to be a shakol. Okay. What'd you say?
That
he's saying the mussel is a klipas eitz, the rot shakam. Yeah, it's tasty. You can eat it. He says it's edible. He holds it's edible. Klipas eitz, he says it's edible. So you say shakam. No, klipas eitz, he says you say shakam. Okay. Now this brings us to the shiloh about the mahalach about sugar. Let's get it. Okay? The mahalach about sugar. Let's begin. Tosfos says, by us, we saw it inside, that on sugar we say the bracha of borei pri ha'etz. Okay? If you look in the Rambam I gave you in Perichas, it was bracha salacha hei, says fascinating. He says, hakanim ha'masukim shesoftin osom avashin memein at sheyikviv yidmin l'melech. You make it into a sugar cube, you squeeze out the sugar cane, you cook it, and you make it into a sugar cube. Kol ha'gaonim shemavachlam brei pri adama. U'miksasam amro brei pri eitz. V'chein amro shemotasam kanim varach brei pri adama. V'ani omer, shein zeh pri v'ein marachan level shahakol. Shlo yed vash eilu ha'kanim shenishtana yede or, gadol midvash tamarim shenishtana yede or, u'mavachan lov shahakol. So Ram amazingly quotes all three shittas. First he says, it's a little strange. He says, all the gaonim say adama. Then some of them, first he said all. I thought you said all. All of them say Adama. I guess he didn't mean all. Some of them say Eitz. And I say you should say a Shahakol. Why do I say Shahakol? Because honey that flows from dates, you say a Shahakol. The Gemara says black on white, and Lamechesim and Aleph. So that stuff's natural. That's not cooked. So how much more so the sugar that we cook through Eitz, it goes through a tremendous change. It says Shahakol.
Is that because the Gemara says say Adama?
The Gemara says because the Gemara says by the dates lemaisa. Okay, so he's making a kol shekein, but it's still a change.
That's much different.
But it's still a change. Still a change, but it's not a change through fire. So if you say a shakal on the honey that comes from the dates, how much more so you're going to say on the honey? Okay, so if you look in the Bahak, which Noam astutely pointed out, that Rabbi Yonah quoted the Bahak saying, what bracha do you say? Ha'etz. What did the Rush quote the Bahak saying?
Adama.
Okay. Different versions of the Bahak. What I was said to Noam is that you see that there are, maybe the Bahak was quoting certain gonim here and certain gonim there. He wasn't giving his own shita. Okay, that's why it's not a steer. But nonetheless, as we see from the Rambam, different gonim said, some gonim said hadama, some gonim said eitz. Right? Kol ha'gonim, he started off saying, said what? Hadama, and some of them said eitz. Okay, so the Bahak says. The Bahak gives a svara of those that say Adama. What's the svara? He says that the cane itself of the sugar is eitz. And therefore, since you are deriving benefit from the eitz, it's not shaka to say bari priya eitz. So it's not a pri. So therefore we say Adama. Just like we said by the leaves, by the dates and the leaves of the tzlach, that we say Adama, even though it grows on the tree, because it's goof of the tree. Since it's from the goof of the tree, what's the din? The din is it gets adama. What'd you say? Okay, remember I said it's achila yedet chak. Maybe it's different from mice. Maybe it's different because just mitzias wise, might be more difficult to eat. Like it's a klipas eitz, it's a chip of eitz. But the sugar cane is such that it's what? It's part of the goof of eitz, the kivas. So therefore, we say what? You say the bracha adama. However, the Rambam said a svara that it's shahakol. Why the Ram say it's shahakol? Because it should be no better than what? Than the vash from the what? From the tmorim. So the tour in Simon Reish Beis asks a kasha on the Rambam. What is the tour's kasha on the Rambam? He says that sugar is not similar to the vash that comes out of the dates. Because the dates, what is the pre? By a date. The date. Excellent. The Iker Netiyah is for the date, to eat the date. And therefore, when you eat the what? The honey, it's a shakal. But the sugar cane, they're never roi lachila, the actual cane. The Iker Netiyah is to what? Is to eat the sugar that comes out of it, the syrup. And therefore, that's considered to be a pre. And if anything, you should say what? Ha'eitz. No, the tour. Yeah. The tour's asking because you planted to drink the stuff, the syrup. So if anything, you should say eitz. That's the Torah's kasha on the Rambam. How does the Rambam compare what? The honey from the date to the sugar. The honey and the date is loved out. You don't plant it for that. Atato. It's not taito to plant it that. When it comes to the sugar, it is for sure for that. So it's a great kasha, lemaisa. So what do you do? So please get this, we said. The Kesef Mishnah, I gave you the Kesef Mishnah, the Rabbaz and the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says, whoa, one second here. I want to tell you something. The tour lived in Germany. The tour didn't have sugar canes growing in his country. If they did grow in his country, I guarantee you, he would have never said they don't plant it for that. He would have never said they don't plant it for the cane itself. And therefore, it's not considered to be a pre. For thousands of years, they what? They planted for that. And this is what they do, Lomaisa. So the Kesef Mishnah says, that's why the Rambam says the syrup that comes out of it is like what? Is like the Davash. They do plant it for what? For the cane. They don't plant it for the what?
The sugar.
For the sugar that comes out of it. And therefore it's exactly like what? The honey that comes out of the date. Therefore the honey that comes out of the date is a shako. The honey, the syrup that comes out of the sugar cane is a shako because they do plant. And the Torah would have said this if he known they would have planted canes in Germany. He would have seen they planted for the cane, not for the syrup that comes out of it. And if you drink the syrup that comes out of it, it should be a shako. Follow this now. One second, Kiva. Comes the Bir Halacha in Simon Reish Beis, a long Bir Halacha. It's a whole page long. And he asks on the Kesef Mishnah. And what does he ask? He says, you know what? I want to tell you something. For thousands of years, they sucked the honey out of the what? They sucked the syrup out of the sugar cane. Correct, Lemaisa. And according to you, Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam should have agreed with the Gaonim that you should have at least said Adam or Haetz. Right? And number two, he says, the bottom line is, throughout the years, they sucked the cane itself. In the Iker planting Lamaisa, they might have sucked the cane, but they also what? They also sucked the syrup out of there. So Lamaisa, the bottom line is, you should say Haetz on it. If anyone's right, it's the tour. That's what the Bir Halacha says to the Kesef Mishnah. Lamaisa. So it comes out, again, let's gather this over. Follow this, guys. Come on, let's get this. I'm the sugar. What is it? What is the sheet of the Rambam? The Rambam says you should shaka, because he makes a comparison to what? Honey from the day. Honey from the day wasn't cooked, so too the sugar. So the tour says to the Rambam, what kind of comparison is that? It's not a good comparison at all. When you plant the day, you want to eat the day, not the honey that comes out. That's why it's changed to shaka. But the sugar cane, the guarantee is to drink the what? Drink the sugar. If anything, you should, what, the syrup or sugar, you should say Haetz out of it. That was the tine of the tour on the Rambam. Comes and gets it, and he says, oh, what are you talking about? If the tour would have sugar canes, he would have realized that people planted for the sugar cane, and therefore if they planted for the sugar cane, they don't do it for the syrup or sugar. And when you drink the syrup or sugar, Sam, what comes out? You should say a brach of shahakol. So therefore, the Rambam is absolutely right. Kesef Mishnah defends the Rambam. The Bir Halacha says, what are you talking about, Kesef Mishnah? The Bir Halacha says, you're talking about, you know what? If you check, people did what? People planted for what? For the cane itself and for the sucking lamaisa. And for the sucking lamaisa. And therefore, on the sucking of it, that syrup, you should say Haetz, like the tour. And lamaisa, the bottom line is that if you check throughout the years, they sucked the cane, lamaisa, and the Rambam should have what? And the Rambam should have said, at least a Adam or a Haetz, why would you drop it all the way to Shahako, lamaisa? So that's the Mahalach I want you to get, and that leads us to the Radbaz, on the other side of the Rambam. The Radbaz says, the Rambam says that since you plant the Kanim al-Das, the syrup, Lamaisa, you plant the Kanim al-Das, the syrup, you should say Shahakal. What? The Radbaz says you plant it on the Kanim al-Das, Mayim Shiyotzimem, Lachon Poshit, you say Shahakal. Poshit, you say Shahakal? What do you mean Poshit, you say Shahakal? If anything, it should be Haetz, right? Yeah, so when the Rambam says it's different than Dvas Tfarim, what he means to say is the following. What he means to say is that you make this stuff into a cube. You know how you have sugar cubes? What he means to say is, you're right, in theory, Lamaisa, they plant that in our mind, but they have it, the form changes so much, Lamaisa, it changes so much, the Maimon, it crushes Manasseh Sukkar. It becomes like a what? It becomes, the syrup becomes like a cube, lamaisa, and therefore, it's not shayich, lamaisa, to say, because the bottom line is that what? Is that honey, tamarim, that comes from the pre itself, you still say a what? Shahakal. And this stuff that does get changed, lamaisa, it was like a liquid, and now it became a solid through the bishul process. There's no way that you should be able to say Haetz on it. That's what the Rama meant to say, the Radbaz said. So they do plant it. They do plant it, Nate, on the Das of the mind. But they change it. The syrup becomes a solid, and therefore it's done through a process of cooking. And if honey, which is not cooked, from the dates is a shakel, this also has to be a shakel as well. This is the Chiddush. What'd you say? Yeah? And that's the way the Radbaz wants to say the Chiddush, Lamaisa, in the Pshat in the Rama. Now, I want you to get this down. Our sugar, domino sugar in the boxes that we buy from the store, are made from the sugar cane and they're cooked. In Europe, though, they were made from beets. And that long barrel lacha says that the sugar that's made from beets, you probably should say Adama, he says on it. Because a beet is Adama. But our sugar is from the sugar cane, and therefore it comes through a cooking process completely changed. And that's why in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, halach lamaisa, that on sugar, and Simon raised base if that's on. I'll shukr mavark shahako. Can a motzitz kunim into kuno shahako? If you suck it out, it's also shahako.
Only if you eat it straight up.
Yes, that's only if you eat it straight up. And that's, what'd you say?
Where did they use the beets for sugar?
No, they used to, in Europe. Yeah, they didn't have the ability to make it from the sugar cane to cook it.
That's before.
Right. So one second, Kiva. So the Bir Halacha writes, the reason why you don't say Bray Parahates, because it's a tam matuk. That's a taste. It's not considered to be the pre. And it's not considered to be the pre, So the question is, what is it happens? When it's not considered the pre, does it drop to Shahako or does it drop to Adama? The Gaonim say it drops to what? Adama. Rambam says it drops all the way to what? Shahako, because it's only a Tam. And there are Tam, it's not considered the pre, it's not considered pre-Adama. And therefore, the Rambam says it drops all the way, halacha lemaisa. Whereas a vegetable soup, shlokos, what bracha do you say? Hadama. Excellent, excellent, Jacob. You say Hadama on that, halacha lemaisa. But when you talk about Tama pre, which is not the pre or not pre, Hadama, it drops all the way to Shahako, halacha lemaisa. Lefizeh, we'll get to you in a second, Kiva. Lefizeh, he says, a sugar that's made from beets, that's a yerek. That's not an eitz. That would be pre Hadama. But he says, when you talk about the Rambam, that it's changed through fire, and it's not the pre, the Rambam would say even sugar from a beet is a what? Shahakol. Is a shahakol. Excellent. Aye. Don't you plant it for that? Again, you have to say it's not nikar, that it's a pre or a yerek, and therefore the bottom line is it's like a cube, becomes like a piece of salt, and therefore the bracha will be shahakol. So the bottom line is, Allah Almighty, you're going to say shahakol on what? On both types of sugar. Sugar from a water beet and sugar from a sugar cane as well, halacha lemaisa. Yes, Akibi, very patient. Go ahead, what do you say?
I don't understand what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. What was the point of this Mishnah?
Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah says, why is the Tur attacking the Rambam? If the Tur would have lived in a country where sugar, if sugar canes grew in Germany, he would have saw that people what? That people, lemaisa, planted it for the cane itself. And therefore, Hare, you should even have to say what I ate. That was the Kesef Mishnah's tiny lemaisa. Now you understand lemaisa why what the Rambam says it what to say shahakol, because they do it for the cane, they don't do it for the syrup lemaisa, the water that comes out of it. It's like Tavash tomorrow. That's what he wanted the tiny. So that's the mahalach lemaisa by sugar. Please get it. Yes, Jacob. Go ahead.
Can we just go over the last part with the Bir Halacha?
Yes, the Bir Halacha states as follows. He says when you suck the kanin lemaisa, you don't say bray parades because it's definitely not pre hates. It's this tam matuk. Tam. It's called tam matuk. There's no tangibility to it. It's just taste. It's taste, he wants to say. That's not a pre. And the Gonim say, you know what? It's not a pre, but it is pre-Adama. The Rambam says, no. The Rambam says it's not a pre. It's not pre-Adama. It's just a double-dashable tam. It's not considered to be a pre. It's not a pre-Adama either. And that's why the Rambam says it drops all the way to a shahakol or a shlokos. Shlokos, it has a shame pre. It has a shame vegetable, tomato soup, pea soup. This has no shame pre. It's a tam of the eights. So therefore, it's not the tam of the eights. It's not the pre. It's not the tam of pre. And therefore, it's a brach of shahakol named Devaro, says the Rama. And he says that theory will apply even to beet sugar. I'm sorry, to sugar from beets. Because it's only a tam. Shahakol, yes. Shahakol. Even though he says, if you said Adama, you would be yotzei. I'm going to read you the whole line. That's a whole... I've gone through it, but I didn't go through it yesterday. I was going through some of it. I didn't get a chance. He says, Bisman Azeh, he says, the beat stuff, if B'dievet, he said, Adam, it's good. Okay. That's what he says. What'd you say?
They still sell beet sugar.
They do?
It's still a thing.
Really?
You use cane sugar, but it's
I didn't know that. That's in the store, yes?
I didn't.
Interesting. Yeah, he has that line here. He says, nowadays it's beet. And he says, if you said Adama, he says, you know what? The Yabidi evidence good, but you really should say Shahakol. Okay? Like the Pesach of the Mechaber, Halacha Lomaisa and the Rambam. Okay? Here. Oh. He says, Elfizeh besukur shalanu, shenasim min yirako shekor and borscht. Im kein af im neim el odami vein shlokos, yefshir davka mevasho shlokos. So he said, if you said Adama, okay, it's not the end of the world. You're going to be Yotzin. Okay, good. But as I said, okay, let's continue now. What did Tosis say? Going back to the Tosis. Tosis said, I hate because of the forest. And then he concludes the Tosis with nuts. Ego shikorin mushkada. Mevarchin and bray prayed shigam nogin lechol sobiyovish. A good shiloh for a bechinin. Give me two cases where the derech is to eat it when it's yovish, and what is its bracha? One is what? The kinamon, which he said to say adama. And number two is what? The nut that's called mushkada that you say I ate because the derech is to eat it dry. Yes, Sam? Okay. So the taz here The Taz and Sifkot and Yudalit. The Taz and Sifkot and Yudalit. On Mushkas, thank you, Nate. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins on Mushka. No? He Paskins on Mushka. I just saw it. Oh, there it is. Reish Beis Sif Yudzayin. Al Egos Mushkat, Bori Preitz. There it is. Okay? Al Kenile. Is Kenile the cinnamon? I think so, isn't it? Yeah. H.O.K.M. and Kenile. Yes. Excellent, Jacob. Yes, I did see it. Yes, he says Adam on the cinnamon. So he found it. Yudzayin. Okay. Now, let's get this. The Taz here in Reish Beis Sif Kot Yudal Esek Sakasha. Says, I don't understand how you can say Eitz on this nut. You can't eat the thing without a tarubis, without mixing it. And no one plants it to eat it straight up. So it should be like pilpulin. What did the Rashba say by pilpulin? Since Rove people plant that aldas to eat them when they're what? Dried and what? You use them as a tavlin? What's the din? You don't say I hate some of them when they're wet. People plant them to chop it up as a spice, like pepper, right? So Rashba said you don't say AIDS. So why, how can I say AIDS? That's the Taz's kasha. Yeah, should be shakol or mice. Poshim shakol, or at least poshim shakol. Yeah, that's what the Rashba, members of the Rashba said. Rashba said that pilpulin lamaisa. He said that pilpulin lamaisa. If you ate it right when it's retuvin, mitam zayakar lomachivrachal pilpulin odem retuvin shakol. That's what he said in theory. Remember that? But he said since there's a mute of people that eat it. It'll still get it adama. You remember that? But in theory, if no one ate it, it really should drop the shaka. The kasha is it shouldn't be a eitz. That's his kasha. Yeah, go ahead, Nate. That's his kasha. Nate's asking, what would he say? In theory, in lomdus, if no one ate it like that, it should be shaka. The reason why the Rashba said the pilpul is adama because some people eat it. Oh, so what's the terrors? So there's a perish on the Taz in Maganim called the Levushe Srad. Levushe Srad. Srad. It's on the Shulchan Aruch. So Levushe Srad says like this. He says, I want you to know something. The only time to say Eitz is when you eat it with a taruvis. When you mix it up with something. And you will eat the nut with something, you know, like that. He says, even though Lamaisa, the rove of the taruvis is not the nut, but if you're eating it for a fua, the ikar is what? The ikar is the nut. And you should say, I ate. That's what he wants to say. So even though the nut is not the ikar, but you put this whole thing is because the nut is good for refuah, maybe it's good for his intestines, and therefore, lamaisa, you'd say, I ate. That's how he wants to answer up the tisis.
He's making a nukimta.
Yeah, he's making a nukimta that it's with a taruvis, and even though the rashar taruvis is raw, but you're eating refuah, you're eating it ha'etz. That's what he wants to tine it. And the Na'ar Shalom echoes what you just said, Jacob. From the Poshup Shad and Taisis, what did Taisis say? Regilin Lachla B'Yovish. No? It's Mashrim Taisis that they planted to eat it when it's dry. It's not this shtick that you're eating it with tarubis. You're eating it straight up.
No.
Talking about the Mushka again. We'll start over this Ma'alak again. The end of the Taisis. The Taz's kasha from is comparing to the Rashba. The Taz asked, he said, this stuff, no one plants it like that. Therefore, why would you say H? Like we found the Rashba commenting on pilpulin.
So, meaning, he's asking, why should you say H on it? And goes.
Yes, just like the Rashba said on the pilpulin when it's Ratuv, you're not going to say what? H, and it should drop all the way to Shahakol. The only reason why it said Adama is because there are some muted people that eat it, right? This should also drop to Shahakol. Yes? He was quoting the Rashba as a comparison of what he said by pilpulin. So Levush Esrad comes and says, no! Toysis means you ate it through a taruvis, and even though the taruvis is the rov, doesn't make a difference. You're eating for refuah, you're eating the nut because it's better for your intestines, and therefore Lamaisa gets an adama. So what you pointed out, Jacob, Toysis ate, yeah. Yeah, Toysis ate. I'm sorry, I said ate. You say ate, correct. That's not what Taisus says. You ask that you're mechavim the Na'ar Shalom. Na'ar Shalom says Taisus regilin lecho biyovish. It's people are ruggled to eat it straight up dry, not with a taruvis. What'd you say? Na'ar Shalom. One of the great gedolim from Sifkan Yilches says it's very difficult to say that's pshat in Taisus. Very, very difficult. Okay? Very, very difficult. And therefore, Lamaisa, if you looked in the Shulchan Aruch there and there, he says, you eat it b'yovish, the mashkalon, al-egos, and you say, bray, it's finished. You say, Mr. Bruce says, the pre-regular echal yovish, people ate it like that. He says that someone, God forbid, has shulshul. He says that's what people eat. They put in the beer, the smushkat. That's why I said it's good for the intestines. And that it helps stops the shulshul. Rahman al-Islam. Okay? And then he goes on to say, mushkat l'rafua. Okay. All right. Fine. That's regarding the egos. Now, I do have to tell you, I want you to get this down. I do have to tell you that Lamaisa, are we talking about, is the nut Lamaisa here considered to be shalem or not, right? Is the nut considered to be shalem or not, which that'll bring us, that's a segue into the next category that we have to get to. Is the nut complete, or was it cut up a little bit? Okay, Tais didn't say. He got the impression from Tais it was shalem.
Okay. Why would that matter?
Okay, we're going to see. We're going to see now. Okay? Now, in the end, that brings us to the next mahalach. Now, let's get this. The last page in the packet. Guys, take a look. The last page in the packet. Okay? You have the last page in the packet. It says, some people eat leaves or roses. They can become edible if you make them into a paste. Yes, I hear you. He says Beferish in Simon Reish Dalin. He says, okay, he says, look what he says. He says, Levem Yesh Levarach al Shavradim Borei Pri Adama. You should say Abrach on roses, Borei Pri Adama, Shane Ikara Pri, Kidabinu Lemichta Lakhmanim, Vatal Daitim Ne Daitim. So it comes out, Lamaisa, the Tour writes in the end of Simon Reish Dalin that these, roses and quinces that are made into a jam with honey, he says you should say a shakol because the honey is the ikr. Okay? The honey is the ikr. Again, you have vradim and chavushim, these types of roses and quinces that are spread in honey. The Torah says you should say a shakol because the honey is the ikr. Now, what did the Torah say about honey that was fried in a nut that was fried in honey? What about a nut that's fried in honey? What does the Torah say? You say a bracha? Hayetz. What's the difference? Because there the egos is shalem. There the egos is shalem. Now, what does shalem mean? So the Beis Yosef says shalem means, we're dealing with the following, Beis Yosef says. We're dealing with chavushim and vradim that were smashed up. And when the Torah says ego shalem, it doesn't mean shalem legamri. It just wasn't smashed up. It wasn't smashed up. It has to be katush legamri, and it's not. So you have like a half nut, or a third nut, or fourth nut, or three-fourths. Whatever it is, it hasn't been smashed up into a paste like we did by the vra, vered, and the chavushim. So it comes out that there's no problem if you make the thing into a paste with honey, the vradim chavushim, the brachas shahakol. When you take a nut and fry it in honey, since the nut wasn't put into a paste, it's either complete or half complete, but that's what it means by shalem. It doesn't mean shalem dafka, it's lav dafka, but it's not a paste. And then he says as follows, I want you to get it. He says, v'eino domu lahamlasa. What was the hamlasa? In our Gemara. What did bracha you say on hamlasa? Borei pri adama. Because in Himlasa, the besomim are made latam. And something that's made latam is not batal. The Gemara says in two places, in Shas, in Be'ah, Lamed Chetzemez, and Chulun Davavim Nav. If you have a spice that is made latam, it's never batal. It's never batal. And therefore the Himlasa has the ginger in there, and the psumim are made, what, latam, that you should taste the ginger, and therefore you say a brei pri adama. But the vradim and chavushim are totally made in a paste that made them to be eat, to make it a food, and the whole thing is a food, and since the devash is the ikar food, you say shahakol. And he says, you know what? I'm going to mavata my own opinion, the Torah says, to my chaverim, and my chaverim lemaisa claim that the dvash is tofel, And he says, therefore, they say Bari Pri Adama, because they claim that the Vash is not the Iker, Lamaisa, and they claim that the Dvash is the Tuffle, and therefore you should say a Bray Pri Adama, not Bray Pri H, because that's not the Iker Pri. But that's what emerges from this tour about the halacha of the Vradim and the Chavushim mixed with honey, and that's why it's different than what the Himlasa. Because the Himlasa is Asuin Latam, at least the ginger is made Latam, it's not made for an Ochel. If it's made Latam, it's never bottled, and therefore you have to say Bray Pri Adama on the ginger. But the Vradim and the Chavushim, the roses and the quinces that you make into the paste, and the Dvash, and you're making it for eating, and Dvash is dikri, you say a shakal. The other Shitas and Rishonim say, I'm okay, I'm a vato my Shita to them, says the Tur. Halacha l'maisa. He says, you should say Adama. He says, I'm a vato my Das to Das Chaverov, and therefore you should say Adama. Not Haetz, because not Dikr Pri. That's what he wants to tie in. He says, he's going to agree with the other opinions. That's what we have in the tour. But comes along the Beis Yosef right there. The Beis Yosef right there, I underlined it there on the top, the Rilaskubah Ma. And the Beis Yosef says like this. Why is it that you say a Bray Pri Adama on this paste of the Vered? The Vered is not a Roy L'Achila. Not when it's raw, not when it's cooked. The only thing that makes it mutter to eat, or not mutter, the only thing that makes it edible is what, Sam? The honey you mixed in. So doesn't that make the honey the Iker? He says, I can't believe that they're saying this. And to the degree that Torah's Mavakal's Das to them? What's going on here? So he says an amazing thing. I want you to get it. He says, Adarabba, the Iker Tikkun of Avradim L'Achila is through Dvash. You're right that Dvash makes it edible. But the Dvash is tougher. Because the whole point of Dvash is to be able to make the what? Avradim be able to be edible. So since the Dvash was added to make the Vradim edible, Sam, what is the Iker? The Vradim. The roses are the Iker. And therefore, Lamaisa, what bracha do you say? You say a Bray Pri what? You say a Bray Pri Adam on them. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Yes. The Beis Yosef says, I find it hard to imagine how you could say a Bray Pri Adam in the Tur B'Vachal's Dats and other Shitas. The bottom line is Vradim in the are not edible on their own. Not when they're raw, not when they're cooked. The only way they're able to be eaten is through the honey. So he says, the honey should be the Iker. Say shakal and finish. Genuk, done. He says, no, the answer is Adarabba. The whole point of the Dvash is to be able to make the Vradim edible. Therefore, that makes the what? The Dvash tuffle to the Vradim. And therefore, it's like Peiris, that you can't eat raw. What bracha do you say on them after you cook them? You say the bracha of the Pri, right? We don't say the Maim is the Iker because they're Makshu the Peiris, right? Let me ask you a question. You have a fruit you never could eat raw. The only way you're able to eat it is when you cooked it. What bracha are you going to say? Shahako? The water cooked it? It's nuts. You have the water to eat the fruit. So too here, he says. And that's the psak halacha that he says. Comes out of lacha l'maisa, you should say what? You should say, he thinks he's right, the Torah's Mavatel's Das, and you should say Adama. And that's the din. Lacha l'maisa. So that's why they connected with the nut on its own, was, you know, shalem, doesn't have to be shalem l'maisa. In this case, as long as it's not made into a paste, halacha l'maisa.
The nut was made into the paste, though.
What'd you say?
The nut was made into the paste, that would for sure be shalem.
Yes, no doubt.
Why not adama?
I mean, why not adama l'maisa?
Why you skip down the paste?
Because it wasn't, because it's made for an achila. It's not made l'tam. And the honey is the ikar. The honey is going to be the ikar once you make it l'achila. So the honey's the Iker. So the honey's the Iker. You would say a shahakal, push up shot. Oh, you mean you want to? There's you. Would he bevatel? You're saying would he bevatel is dast when you make the nut into a paste? You mean to say would he bevatel is dast to say adama? You mean maybe? I mean if you made the nut into a dust, you know, into a paste, would he bevatel is dast to say adama there in that case too as well? Right, but his cow, the other shita said, you know, the dvash is always tougher. So maybe the dvash would still be tougher. It's a good kasha you're asking to think about it. It's a good kasha. Very good. Okay, let's close with the following, guys, okay? Now it comes out Lamaisa, it comes out that there's a very big chiddush I said earlier in Shir, and I said we try to get to it now. So let's try to get to it now and close with that. The Rashi, in the very beginning, when we said, learn the Gemara about Bishul Akum, according to Rashi, it comes out, what does Rashi hold by the dry ginger? What would you say about the Rashi or the dry ginger? What's the din? He points this out, the Machsa Shekel, Simon Reish, Gimel, Sivka, and Dalit. What would you say by dry ginger if a koi cooked it? Would that be also Bishul Akum? Of course. It's not edible raw, right? It's very significant, the cooking. Our whole shtickle Torah is by the wet, right? If you took dry ginger and had a goy cook it, of course there would be an isser of what? Bishul Akum, because it's not edible raw. That's what Machas Shekel points out from Rashi. So I want you to just get this. The Magen Avraham writes in Simon Reish Dalet there, Reish Bey Zivkan Dalet, he claims, not true according to the Tosus in the Tur. The Magen Avraham claims that according to Tosus in the Tur, Sam, you follow me? That dry ginger is mutter no matter what. There's no issur of Bishul Akum at all against Rashi. Magen Avraham challenges and says, I think Tosus in the Tur argue on this, and they claim that dried out is mutter. It's never a problem of Bishul Akum. Why? So, the Magen Avraham is medayik that Tosus and the Tur will argue on this Rashi. Okay? They will argue on this Rashi and say that dry ginger is never going to be a problem of Bishul Akum. Why? Because the Tur quotes this din of Mirkachas, and he never makes a distinction between Ratuv and Yavesh. You got that? When the Tur quotes this din, and Tosus for that matter, what did you say, Nate? Litura. How does Tos begin? Lituria. He says Adama. What does he say Lituria is? A Merkachas. Did he ever once say Tos that is Ratuv?
That's the Dibra.
I'm saying though, but Tosus said, when he said it was a Merkachas, he never said Beferish that it was what? That it was a case over that it was Ratuv?
But that's what he's going on in the Gemara.
I understand that. But Lamaisa, he doesn't say. He says, V'chein alacha bezingvula shekorn zimbura belaz. Right? V'ein, v'chein klu shel grufu shein v'chein alacha el abritiva. Go'n litura. Ein mevarch alem klav yavishta. Right? So I'm saying, if litura means a merkachas, right? If litura means a merkachas, he doesn't go out of his way to say that it's Rativa. You're right, it's on the tights of Rativa. But it could very well be the fact that he didn't go out of his way when the Tur presents it, he doesn't say that it's Rativa. So he wants to say the Magen Avraham that Tosus, I hear what you're saying, Jacob, but the bottom line is, you wouldn't want him to tell you Rativa. Gomli, true Rativa. He doesn't say that. He says, as long as you make it in a paste, I want you to know it's Adama. That's what I said to Nate earlier in Shir. Biavishta means the ginger straight up. Anything that is a jam, Lamaisa, categorically, whether it's wet or dry, Lamaisa, is going to be that din. That's what he wants to say. I hear what you're saying, but that's what I'm saying. That's what he... Mugnum says, Tosus and the Tur say forget about it. They say, Lamaisa, that it is always going to be what? A jam. And he doesn't write Rituvim. Masha, all types of Merkakas are Mutter Bachila, and there is never a problem of Bishul Akum. I ask you why. Why is there never a problem with Bishul Akum? Why? Why is there never a problem with Bishul Akum that they're arguing this Rashi? So the Magen Avraham says an amazing thing. I want you to get this. You know why? Because it is roy to eat when it's raw. With water and salt, with bread and salt, it is roy. You could eat it. You could eat it when it's raw. Through bread and salt. That's considered to be ra'ui loch l'chai. Therefore, there's no issur of Bishul Akum. Wow. Okay. But he says, Lamaisa, not everything. He says, if you have with bread and salt, I guess some things are so bad you never would, Nate. But Lamaisa, you can, Lamaisa, with bread and salt, he says, that's enough to eat it ra'ui l'chai. And he brings you a raya. You ever heard of dag maliach? What's dag maliach? Like a herring, right? Dag maliach is like a salted fish. The Gemara says beferish dag miluach in avodah zara lamechetsim and beis a machlokes, but the Rambam Shulchan Aruch say it's mutter. Dag miluach, if a goy salted it, it's not bishulakum. Oh, why not?
Salting is like cooking.
Oh, chomets and shemen. What about vinegar and oil? There's no bishulakum, even though you can't eat them. What? Eat them straight up by themselves. But I can eat shemen with an anigron as long as I'm able to eat it with other things. That makes it edible raw, and therefore there's no issur of bishlakum. This is the chiddush of the Magen Avraham.
Salt and vinegar are allowed to be bishlakum.
Yes, salt and shemen l'maisa. There's no bishlakum. They can't be eaten raw,
right,
but they can be eaten with other things, like an anigrim.
When you say there's no bishlakum, meaning you can't do bishlakum, or
no, there's no issur of bishlakum. It's mutter.
Isn't that contradicting what he's saying?
No, it's a raya able. The Magen Avraham says, according to Tosin Tur, there's no isser of bishulakim. Rashi said there was when it was dry. Okay? The Magen Avraham Lamaisa claims that Tosin Tur claimed not that way. There's no isser of bishulakim. He brings a raya from that. Okay? He brings a raya from that din of what? The Dag Maluach, where there's no isser of bishulakim, and Chomach and Shem, there's also bishulakim as well. Because you could eat it a little bit raw, and therefore the bishul of goy does insignificant. Okay, let's stop here. Yeah, with the water, with the bread and the salt. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. I got to run. Tomorrow we got a chazer. Start chazer.